Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The question of guns coming from Vermont and being used in crimes in New York has become a campaign issue raised by Democratic candidate for president Hillary Clinton. Just this week, in a panel on gun violence, Clinton said this: "The state that has the highest per capita number of those guns that end up committing crimes in New York come from Vermont." Well, there's been a lot of discussion in Vermont about this issue, and we thought it might be helpful to clarify the facts. We're joined now by John Roman, senior fellow in the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute think tank. John Roman, thanks very much for being here.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
So again, Hillary Clinton said that per capita, Vermont has the highest rate of guns being used in crimes in New York that are coming in from out of state. Technically, that's true insofar as guns are tracked in New York, correct?
So she is correct in her assessment, but she is asking and answering the wrong question.
Because why?
Well, I mean, the question is, so if you look at New York, the point that's being made here is that, you know, New York has extremely strict gun control laws, and probably 2/3 to 3/4 of guns used in violent acts in the state of New York and in the city come from somewhere else in America. They could come from as far away as California, which actually produces more guns used in violent acts in New York than Vermont does. So New Yorkers are very concerned about guns traveling into their state, and they want to find ways to interdict those guns and keep gun trafficking as low as possible. But this statistic doesn't really get at the underlying issue in any meaningful way.
Let's talk about the raw numbers. How many guns are known to have come from Vermont in the last couple of years that were then used in gun crimes in New York?
So I think there were 61 in 2013 and 55 in 2014. But these are just the ones that are traced.
Right.
We don't really do a good job about tracing guns that are involved in criminal acts. There are lots of criminal acts where we know who did it. We know what weapon was used. You know, it's domestic violence or parents, I hate to say this, hurting kids or other situations. What we care about are where do guns come from when they're used in gang violence, where they're used in terror, where they're used in organized crime. And those are the guns we trace. And that's really actually just a small percentage of all guns.
That's right. And so from what is known, this, 61 guns or so in 2013 and something like 55 in 2014, that's what number compared to the total that are known?
Well, we traced about 4,000 guns, so it's a tiny fraction of the total population of guns that New York turned over to the ATF to trace.
So, again, going back to the facts here, when we talk about per capita, which is the language that candidate Hillary Clinton was using, that's correct because it's something like 8% per 100,000. But Vermont, again, is a very small population, so per capita statistics can be misleading. Why does it matter whether we calculate by raw numbers or per capita?
So when we talk about violence in America, we almost always talk about it in terms of per capita. We want to know what the likelihood of being the victim of a violent act is, given the density of the population, right? So we can compare what happens in Rochester and Poughkeepsie to what happens in New York City and Burlington, right? And make a fair assessment about where we need to deploy resources to solve those problems. In this situation, it actually makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to me, anyway, which is to say, when you're talking about a really small number of guns, what you're talking about is where do those guns come from? And they tend to come from a couple of dealers at a gun show, a couple of licensed dealers who are willing to peddle guns to dangerous people under the table. And what you care about is, where are those guns coming from and how many of those places are there that law enforcement needs to investigate? In Vermont, you could be talking about, one unlicensed gun dealer providing most of those weapons. So the number of people who live in Vermont is completely irrelevant to the question.
So do you think that candidate Clinton is being intentionally misleading then in suggesting that Vermont is a problem for New York when it comes to gun crime?
Well, I mean, I think what's going on here is pretty clear, right? I mean, we're talking about the former senator from New York, talking to the senator from Vermont about Vermont guns going into New York. So I think that's pretty obvious. New Yorkers care enormously about guns. This is a huge issue to them. New York City actually is one of the safest, if not the safest, big city in America. And in part, it is because it has extremely strong gun laws. Vermont has sort of notoriously lax gun laws. And, you know, there was a way to frame this comparison without going to this particular statistic, which I believe to be misleading.
And where do you come from on this position? You know, how can you sort of tell listeners your framework of mind on this?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward. I mean, if you're in a house with a gun, you're about three times as likely to have somebody in that household experience a suicide. If you're a woman in a household with a gun, you're about four times as likely to be the victim of a domestic violence homicide. There are about 14,000 homicides a year in America, and more than 11,000 of them are committed with a handgun. So it's clear that firearms in America are contributing to the deaths of Americans that could have been avoidable, and that's sort of where I come from.
So what is the priority then in terms of stemming the tide of illegal guns coming into New York and specifically New York City? You know, where should the focus be?
Well, I mean, the focus has been, and Governor Cuomo has been really aggressive on this issue, is trying to get places like North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia in particular, and Virginia to some extent, and Pennsylvania to some extent, to crack down on the dealers who are selling guns, firearms, to people who shouldn't have access to those weapons because they're excluded under federal law, because they have a prior felony conviction. They have have had mental illness that's been documented, or for other reasons, domestic violence restraining orders, for other reasons, shouldn't own a firearm. And those weapons are making their way into New York. And New York's focus has been outward, which I think Secretary Clinton is reflecting, which is to say, look, the problem isn't within New York. It's things coming into New York, and we need to stop that.
John Roman is a senior fellow in the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute think tank. Thanks very much for speaking with us about the numbers of guns coming from Vermont being used in New York gun crimes and other ways that guns are coming into the state. Thanks very much.
Thank you.